This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, we have a new Prime Minister in Tony Abbott, so it seems only fitting that we should take some time to get to know him a little more by getting the perspective of some of his friends and colleagues. Now, Bruce Baird was the Liberal member for Cook in the House of Representatives from 1998 to 2007, and he was Tony Abbott's parliamentary colleague in the Howard government. So I'm sure he's seen a side of Tony Abbott that we might not have. Bruce Baird, thanks for taking the time to have a chat today.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, how do you feel about the election result?
Clearly I'm pleased as a Liberal, and it is certainly a plus when you see a government change and you have confidence in what the future is likely to be under that government, then it's a good thing. I understand some people have got their questions about Tony, but I think as things settle in, they'll be quietly pleased with the change.
Okay, and why do you think that Tony Abbott had such a convincing win?
Well, I think that it was more to do, to be honest, with the dysfunction of the previous government, the Labor government, with their internal fighting and their continual swapping in relation to policy position that made it very difficult to maintain credibility. They came in with a lot of goodwill, but that was eroded over time with various policy positions that they changed, and then the change of leadership that people didn't quite understand. So, you know, a house divided cannot stand, and this proved to be the case for Labor.
Yeah, well, Tony obviously also proved himself to be a very capable campaigner, but what qualities does he have that you think will help him in the top job?
Well, I think he's got a number. I mean, you need to look at it firstly through that a man who goes into the priesthood has got certain ideological commitments, and he's not just there about materialism and looking after himself. So I think that's the first aspect to consider. But he's also very much the family man. He's very devoted to his wife and the three girls. And part of the success, I think, of the campaign was that he used his family extensively, and there was clearly a strong relationship between Tony and his daughters and his wife. I think he's also a bright guy. I mean, he was a Rhodes Scholar. He's got an economics degree, an economics law degree from Sydney University, and then he went on to Cambridge and did a further degree, you know, so he's clearly bright. He's super fit, as we've seen, as he took off for a bike ride the morning after the election. I think I'd be sleeping in if I were him. And he swims. I've swum in ocean races with him, and he's competitive, and he runs the marathons and so on. So it's,
I don't know how he finds the time to do all that, but it obviously helps him, his mind stay active and things.
Yeah, that's right. You know, if you keep fit, then I think it's always helpful in terms of being the top job. You've got to find the time, though, which is often difficult.
Yeah,
you often see him running around Parliament House straight after question time, but in sound of the bells in case there was a division. He was also seen to be a good minister, so that he administered his portfolio well, and quite interestingly, there were a lot of comments from those who work with him in health that he was consultative, he was pleasant to deal with. So I think people might be a little bit surprised with the ease with which people work with him, and even the drivers. You get to know who are the various personalities from the drivers, because they deal with them in a more informal environment. And he always had a reputation of being very easy to deal with and very personable. So that's a big plus. And I think the other aspect is that he's very passionate regarding Indigenous affairs, a real concern about the welfare of, you know, Aboriginal community. And it shows a compassionate side. You know, some areas he might seem tougher, but he certainly, in relation to the Aboriginal community, has got a real passion. So, all in all, family man. He's a religious guy. He's athletic, was a good minister, good with staff, and passionate about the Indigenous community.
Okay. Well, on the flip side, are there aspects of his personality that might make it difficult for him with this responsibility? Like, he was known in the past for shooting off at the mouth. I mean, he may have grown up a bit since then.
Well, I mean, he certainly seems to have run a very disciplined campaign, so you wouldn't have seen, there's been very little over the past 3 years, you've got to say, that have been ill-disciplined. And it is, I doubt whether you'll see a whole lot, but people being people, there's always going to be the casual moment, the casual comment that he probably would regret. As even during the campaign with the member for, now member for Lindsay, I'm sure he regretted that comment. But
about her sex appeal, yes.
Yeah.
But that wasn't too terrible.
No, that's right. You know, I mean, I think that it's also that people need to bear in mind that the role of opposition leader is tough. Your role is to be negative and to push the negative sides of the government. And certainly the Labor Party provided lots of opportunities for that. But then people see that's his persona. When you've been 4 years banging away, being negative, people say, oh, that's all he is. He's a street fighter, he's negative. But in fact, that's the role. And he's and he was a very effective opposition leader, as he saw off three prime ministers, one, of course, of them twice. But that takes a lot of doing.
I'm speaking with Bruce Baird. He was a parliamentary colleague of Tony Abbott in the Howard government. Bruce, I couldn't let you go without raising the issue of asylum seekers, because one of the things that you're most remembered for was crossing the floor on this issue when John Howard wanted to move all processing offshore. So I'm wondering, where do you stand on this issue now, and how do you feel about the coalition's approach to asylum seekers?
Well, I mean, I just think that we do need a more humanitarian approach to asylum seekers, and you know, in most cases in my dealing with asylum seekers, they are genuine. They are people who are the most vulnerable, and I just think you judge a community on how well you treat its most vulnerable. But recognise that it is a real concern in the community, and the fact is that the Labor Party's policy is, in my view, worse than the coalition's on this. You know, clearly with the increase in numbers and the number of people being lost at sea, then you need to look long and hard at the policies you've got. So I think it will be evolving, if they move too much to the right on the policy, then you can expect me to be out there criticising it.
Well, it's just interesting that your successor in the seat of Cook, Scott Morrison, has probably been one of the most hardline, at least in how he tough talks.
Well, I get on with Scott, and he's a friend, and I've been texting him following the election. You know, as he said in his text to me, now the real work begins. And it is a challenge, and it is tough. I chair the Refugee Resettlement Council, and that'll be going on to the end of the year. So I can have an input at that level. And I think we need to let them settle in. But to remember that these are vulnerable people, that in most cases they are being oppressed in their own country. Not all, but the great majority, and that needs to be viewed and considered as to whether they've got a legitimate claim to asylum in this country. Let's wait and see how it evolves.
Okay, thanks so much for your time this morning, Bruce.
Nice to talk to you.
That's former Liberal MP Bruce Baird, who held the seat of Cook from 1998 to 2007, and he's been talking about our new Prime Minister, Tony Abbott.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.